You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 37. And today I want to tackle your tolerations and help you understand why putting up with stuff is bad for your business. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie here. And I want to tackle a common question I get asked by people in my community, clients, especially when I'm helping them map out their big marketing campaign for a business launch. And that is, what system should I use for my webinars and conference calls? There's a lot of technology out there, but something really simple that I love is Instant Teleseminar. It's a low-cost, easy-to-use system. And what I love the most is I can feed my webinars and my conference calls right into my own web pages. Now, you can give it a test drive today for just $1 by going to melanierecommends.com and clicking on the link for Instant Teleseminar. Now, let's get into this week's episode. So we're talking about tolerations today, and tolerations is something that I learned about way, way back when I took my coach training. And the idea of a toleration is it's something that we are putting up with, that by the sheer nature that we're putting up with it, it's draining our energy. Now, there's all different reasons why people put up with things, and even though we're smart, capable human beings, we don't tackle it right away. For some of us, it's a cultural norm to have this thing in our life, even though it's a pain in the butt. Sometimes just simply ignorance or the unawareness that this thing doesn't have to be in our life. Sometimes it's unmet needs or external pressures. And a lot of times it's emotional stressors that are coming from a relationship that's got some damage. Now, we tolerate because, first of all, we don't believe that tackling it is as essential as it really is. But sometimes we tolerate because there's a friction that happens from that issue being in our life. And it gives us a form of stimulation, much like a grain of sand in an oyster, that irritates us to help produce something better. Now, even though something's a toleration, what I found is that when you're tolerating something long enough, it actually starts incurring a cost. Now, there's two types of costs that typically show up. One is the immediate cost. There's discomfort. There's an emotional stress. It might be causing you to lose energy. It might actually be playing into some negative storyline and some negative belief systems and causing you to believe that something's not possible. So there's a cost energetically somehow, but a kind of a hidden cost that most people don't think through is there's an opportunity cost. In other words, when your body and your mind are busy dealing with a toleration, even if it's subconscious and you don't have it in front of you all the time, it's actually taking up bandwidth in your brain. It's like kind of haunting you in this little tiny seed in the back of your mind, and you're not fully showing up. You're not fully responsive to the opportunities around you. So you may actually miss opportunities because this thing you're tolerating is taking up so much of your unconscious or conscious mental bandwidth. And I see this happen a lot with people who are disorganized. It's, oh my gosh, I am not the most organized person on the planet, but I find that a lot of the creatives have a difficult time with getting themselves organized and having enough structure to be really productive. And this can be a huge toleration area if your lack of organization is costing you opportunity. And I know a lot of people that burn some bridges because they've got all this stuff pulling at them all the time. They can't show up fully for the best opportunities. Now, I want to tackle some of the most common tolerations, some things that are draining your energy and you're putting up with that you probably know. And then really, let's get it on the plate and prioritize dealing with it. But there actually are some tolerations that might even surprise you. Things that are pulling at your energy, kind of derailing your focus, and you may not have put two and two together to realize this is actually what's at play. Now, the most common tolerations I see, and I've been teaching people about tolerations, and every great once in a while I'll offer a public class for free to talk about tolerations. I do incorporate it into my coaching programs because I find that a lot of this stuff is hiding out and it's draining and you don't even know it. Like having energy vampires. Now, an energy vampire, I think we all know when we spend time with someone that doesn't feel good to us, they drain you because they're negative or they're so needy that they're constantly just pulling at you. And energy vampires are oftentimes very toxic to you. They don't know usually that they're being that way, but you know it because when you leave that conversation, when you leave that situation, you are drained. And I'm probably sure you try to think of a million reasons not to spend time with that person. So an energy vampire, when you allow them in your life, they literally drain the life force out of you and you have very little to give back to the other people that you do want to spend time with. And it typically kind of puts you into a negative framework. And really extensively, if you've got a lot of energy vampires or is it somebody who's in a primary relationship with you, meaning you spend a lot of time with them, it can really wreak havoc on your ability to focus and have the get up and go and the inspiration to tackle your big goals. And one thing that I would say is if you've got somebody who's always kind of knocking you down and telling you you can't achieve your goals, it's showing up like an energy vampire for you. So if you've got some energy vampires, I know this is going to be a tough one. Oftentimes these are the most challenging things to deal with. But you're going to have to figure out how to either limit time with that person or change the game of how you spend time with them and kind of create some ground rules for what's okay to talk about and what's not okay to talk about. I have a couple people in my life that can tend to be energy vampires, not because they're needy, but because they want to have conversations that are really draining for me. So I'll typically change the conversation or say straight out, this isn't a conversation I want to have because it drains me. And we've got to change the conversation to spend time together. And setting those boundaries and kind of up-leveling the standard of what I have my conversations about is massively important for my inner circle and the people I spend time with. Now, another really common toleration, and I already alluded to this a little bit, is disorganization and clutter. And for a lot of people, they tend to kind of like put the clutter out of their mind because they get used to it. And when you get used to something, you're spending a lot of time with it and it becomes your norm, you tend to disassociate with the impact it has. But disorganization and clutter can have a huge impact on you and your ability to focus when you can't find things because they're lost, or you have to buy a new version of it because you can't find it. And coming up with a game plan to tackle your clutter or get yourself organized is really empowering. First of all, it helps you use your time better. But secondly, when you feel organized, it actually boosts your confidence. So that's the second one. And then a third one, and again, I hear my clients talk about this all the time, incomplete projects. Now, an incomplete project is something you started and you never finished it, and it's kind of haunting you. It could be a money-making offer that you started and you never finished. It could be a book that you started rewriting. It could be something that you had a conversation with somebody about doing some kind of a joint venture or a strategic partnership. It's a project that never got completed that you started, and it haunts you. It's okay to start things and not finish them when you put them away and go, not now or not ever. And it's kind of like you cancel it out. But when it's kind of running a loop in the back of your head, I got to get back to it. I got to get back to it. Oh my God, it's bugging me that I never finished that. Then it's becoming a toleration. And an incomplete project actually starts to drain your focus and your energy from other things you're putting your attention on. So with an incomplete project, you need to tackle it in some way, shape, or form. Consciously put it on hold, saying, I'll reconsider this next year, next month, next week, whenever it is, or delete it. It's no longer aligned and I'm done with it. I hereby cancel that project. Just getting conscious about it and getting clear about what you're doing about it can help reduce the toleration. I've experienced tolerations, my clients have experienced tolerations that actually might surprise you on the level of impact it's having. Oftentimes, these are the ones that are hiding out in your subconscious, or you're not aware of them, but they are actually draining your ability to focus and get the right things done. And one of the biggest ones is putting up with a team member's poor performance. And I know exactly why people put up with it. I've done it. And that's because on some level, you feel like you don't have the time to replace them, or you're afraid of losing them and what they can do for your business. You know, I've been teaching Build Your Dream Team for over 10 years now, and there are a lot of great strategies to make sure that you always have coverage and that you can quickly replace people when they're not performing well. But when you're putting up with them, it gets pretty dicey. First of all, you're going to resent them, and they're probably resenting you because you start micromanaging them. You start pushing on them. You're asking them to be something and do something that's not their natural way of being. And unless they're really open to change and transformation, they're probably going to dig in their heels and make you even more frustrated. Putting up with someone's poor behavior and poor performance is not good for anybody because of the resentment it builds. But secondly, when you're putting up with something, it's probably not getting done right, the tasks and activities that are on their plate. And quite likely, your clients, your customers, your constituents, your community, they're experiencing the result of their poor performance. And now it's actually potentially affecting revenue, which brings me to the third point and why you should never put up with a team member's poor performance. Absolutely, it will drain your profits. Because if they're performing poorly, that means somebody else is having to fix it or you're fixing it, and now you're paying twice to get something done. So it's one of those things that I highly recommend if you're dealing with poor performance, figure out why. In the Build Your Dream Team program, one of the things we do is we have a whole process for diagnosing performance issues. Why is this person not able to do the job you need them to do? You have to get clear on why that is so you know without a shadow of a doubt why you have this issue in the first place and what to do about it. Because you don't want to fire somebody that there's a chance of rehabilitating their performance issues. Let's move on to the second thing that might surprise you. And it's unresolved issues. This is different from incomplete projects. Unresolved issues is a fight, a disagreement, a misunderstanding, a promise that you made and didn't follow through on. It's something that's unresolved between you and another human being, or you and yourself. And what's happening is it's kind of eroding your confidence, your self-esteem, and maybe even in the relationship dynamic, the interpretation that person has of you. And if you are wired for integrity and or you care at all what other people think, this is probably going to affect your ability to get things done. Unresolved issues nag at you until they're resolved, whether you're conscious of it or not. And this is something that I've seen quite a few times, you know, a business partnership that fell apart, a disgruntled client. Sometimes you can't resolve it with them, but you've got to resolve it with you. What needs to make it right for you to be complete with it? And so kind of looking at some different strategies to resolve those issues, from writing the person a letter, getting the financial piece righted, making good on the promise, having a conversation if you can, saying, this isn't sitting well with me, how can we resolve it? Those things can go a long way. I've had a couple of situations over the years where I didn't even realize there was an unresolved issue. Somebody brought it to my attention years later, and it felt so good to know that that person had resolved their issue. I've known that things have broken down with people, and I've done my best to reach out and resolve them on my end. It is so much, there's so much of a rock that gets lifted off of your soul when you resolve those issues. So, unresolved issues. Number three, out of alignment clients. Now, there's a school of thought of, you know, where it's like never turn money away. If you can help somebody with a problem, if you can help them achieve a goal, bring them on. Like, take the client on, especially if you're in a service-based business. Most people don't ever want to say no to potential money. But if you're taking clients on for money, especially if you do coaching or consulting or something that has a very personal relationship like therapy, any type of transformation work, when you're bringing on non-ideal clients, that person probably drains you. So it kind of crosses over into the energy vampire. But it's not their fault. It's your fault if you're taking on clients that are not really a great fit and then feeling drained by it. So taking on out of alignment clients or bad fit clients is bad for business. It will cause you to eventually start believing that what you do isn't the right thing, or you start to doubt your processes because this person can never get the full impact of your work because they're not an aligned client. Next, financial constraints. Now, this one might seem obvious. Of course, you're tolerating not having enough money. When it's a pattern and you never have enough money, you tend to constrict. And you tolerate not having the money to invest in the things that will help you grow. I find that putting up with a lack of money is like life draining. And so if this is where you're at, first of all, I get it. So many people on this planet struggle with having enough money. But no, a lot of this rests in your mindset and the decisions you're making and how you use the money that does come into your life. So it may be time to create a new mindset, a better set of tools around money so that you can start having more of the flow of money that you're looking for. I don't mean to minimize anybody that's going through a bad time, but I want you to recognize if you're tolerating always not having enough money, it's a pattern that doesn't have to be there. Speaking of always, the next one on my list is always being in a rush. I know a lot of people that define their success by always being busy and always rushing from one thing to the next. It's like, oh, I'm off to the airport. Oh, I've got to get across town to this next thing. And they barely have a chance to breathe. What you may not know is that when you're always on the go, you're probably tolerating something. And that being in a rush is giving you adrenaline that's compensating for what you're tolerating. It's a really, really interesting dynamic that you want to take a look at. And for some people, you may be tolerating being in a rush because you have really poor boundaries on what to say yes to and what should be getting a no. So those are some of the surprising tolerations. I usually tell people to start making a list of what you're putting up with. What's kind of nagging at your energy? What's bothering you? I mean, I see people put things, I don't live in the area I want to. I don't like my house. I hate my office. I'm putting up with the fact that I have a partner who is expecting me to do X, Y, and Z, and that's not really what I want to do. We've even have people say, I'm sick of the shoulds and the expectations that my parents are still putting on me. Listen, if it's bothering you, if it's nagging you, if it's some way, shape, or form taking time and attention away from your big goals and what you really want to accomplish, let's create a pact right now to tackle those tolerations. First of all, let's start just making a list. Make a list of all the things you're tolerating. Just because you put it on a list doesn't mean you have to handle it today, this week, or even this month or this year. It simply means you're bringing it up to the conscious level, you're being aware of it, and by becoming aware of it, you can start to resolve it. Second, make a plan to handle it. Whatever that is, it could be a long-term goal or a short-term goal, but create a plan to handle it. Once it gets handled and the immediate toleration is resolved, now you've got to look at which of these tolerations are patterns that I kind of bring back into my life over and over and over again. This is where you have to create a system to prevent it. Okay, so it may be that you need automation. It may be that you need a support team to take these things off your plate. It may mean that there's some technology that could help you, or even a documented system that would prevent the problem from happening in the first place. And it may mean that we need to go to the next level where you recognize that you don't have high enough standards for what you're allowing into your life and into your business. and that you're missing boundaries to keep those standards in place. Now, standard, that's kind of a big topic, but let's just say we'll go back to the financial constraints. If you're always in financial constraint, then maybe your standard is too low for what you make from your business, from your career, from what you do to make money. And you may need to raise your standard. And then the boundary is, I don't say yes to any client or any opportunity that delivers less than that standard. Now, that's a basic one. It could be, I only spend time with people who give me energy instead of steal my energy. It could be, I have a standard that if something breaks down with another person, I get on the phone with them within 24 to 48 hours and resolve it. That would be a standard. And the boundary is, if somebody's in my life, they've got to know if something comes up, we've got to resolve it. Look at the things that are breaking down or you're tolerating and create a new standard to help eliminate that from ever becoming a pattern again. This is a big topic, I know. I wanted to tackle it because a lot of times people are tolerating too low success in their life and they're not dealing with it. They're just accepting that this is the way things are. And one of the best things you could do is get into a coaching program, hire a coach, get into a community that's playing a bigger game that's really going to challenge you to uplevel your habits and to tackle the things like tolerations that are getting in your way. Okay, I would love to see you in the Amplify Your Success community. It's a great community where we're growing together and learning how to amplify our success at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Now, as I close out here, I would love to hear, what is a toleration, something you've become aware of recently, or maybe even today's episode, that you'll commit to tackling? You can come on over to the show notes page at melaniebenson.com/blog. Or if you're in the Amplify Your Success community, we'll be creating a conversation. Look for the thread and share with us what you've been tolerating and how you're planning to resolve that toleration. All right, I'll be back again next week with another episode, and I'll look forward to seeing you then. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.